On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace. Today, a satiric look at office life, told in a new novel comprised entirely of email messages. The book is called Who Moved My BlackBerry? And it gets inside the mind of the imaginary Martin Lukes, a 40-something middle manager striving to break into the top ranks of corporate life. Taken as a whole, Martin's emails to his boss, his wife, his secretary, his best friend, and not least the hard-driving American executive brought in to help rebrand the company, lay bare the absurdities of office life and lingo. Author Lucy Kellaway first introduced Martin in her column for the Financial Times newspaper in London.
He's viciously ambitious. He thinks he's great fun. He thinks he's got a terrific sense of humour. He's desperately un-PC, but thinks he's a huge diversity champion. But the most important thing of all is he has no self-knowledge at all.
He has no clue.
No clue.
That's what you might put.
Absolutely clueless.
But he thinks he does.
Definitely thinks he does. I think because he's got such a thick skin, he's rather good at playing the political game because he doesn't notice how other people are responding to him.
For instance, at the beginning, this big company is going to rebrand itself. And, you know, it turns out that he actually does come up with the new name of the company.
He feels that he's come up with the new name for the company. In actual fact, all he's done is contributed a couple of meaningless accents on top of the name. And he feels that this has been incredibly significant and feels furious that he doesn't have the credit. You know, a lot of this in corporate life is when a team does something, it's about taking the credit for yourself. And Martin's very, very good at that.
Yes, well, he takes the credit in his emails, but he doesn't really get the credit.
The CEO will say, you know, we've successfully rebranded our company, thanks to the whole team, and especially to Cindy and then Martin. Cindy is a sort of powerful American woman in this book. And these sorts of things, the order that names are put in an email, are hugely important. So he will go absolutely ballistic if his name hasn't come first.
He does something, too, several times in the book that is the great horror moment of anybody who's ever sent an email. He sends a couple of emails to the wrong people.
Oh, boy. We have all done that, haven't we? But Martin has done it catastrophically.
The first one being to Cindy.
Cindy has just come in with this rebranding initiative and this big thing where brands have personalities. She says, this is going to be an inclusive bottom-up rebrand, and I want to hear from you. I want each of you to come up with 5 unbeatable words that you think describe the AMB corporate DNA going forward. These will form the building blocks for our new identity. I'm smiling at you, Cindy.
So he responds to her. It's all chipper, you know, welcome to London town. Then you turn the page, and I actually gasp because I could see on the page, from Martin Lukes to Cindy Zarnikow. And I went, oh, no.
And it goes, Graham, 5 traits of a certain person. Dumb, big bum, phony, devious, dangerous. I'm leering at you, M.
Whoa.
And then there's kind of, you know, there's a break on the page and you just do think, oh, my God. And the idea is that the reader feels a bit sweaty palmed and that sort of chilly shiver running down the spine. And then the panicky trying to make it all right. We have from Martin to Cindy again. Hi, Cindy. I think I may have sent you something in error. It was meant for Graham. Please ignore Martin. Which we all know is just way too late. That's not going to make it any better at all.
There's this constant striving for creativity and innovation, and yet it's sort of anything but. I mean, you get the language. Talk to us about that language.
Yeah, that is really, really funny. I mean, the point is that, you know, creativity and innovation are the two great things that all corporations make such a song and dance about. If you step back a bit and you look at what they're actually saying and doing, it couldn't be less creative. They all talk in this sort of ghastly way, which is sort of often a sort of substitute for thinking. And when they come up with an idea that they genuinely think it is creative, it's laughable. So the example from this book is that Martin's huge big thing that he comes up with is a whole new concept, which he seeks trademark protection for, called creovation, half creativity and half innovation. And you put them both together and, hey presto, you have creovation. Now, you and I know that this is laughable, but Martin launches this idea with such conviction that everyone else follows on. Now, people who I showed the book to who didn't know anything about the corporate world said, I think that's just too far-fetched. And with glee, a couple of months later, I saw that GE, General Electric, had come up with this concept called eco-imagination, half ecology and half imagination. And they took out full-page ads. They were so pleased with it. So Martin and I had a lot of laughs over that.
Well, this is a novel's worth of emails. I'm just wondering, does anything really get done?
I would pay very, very good money to any reader who can spot what this company, AB Global, actually makes. They're all working 24/7, 365, as Martin Wood himself put it. They're dashing round and round, faster and faster, chasing their own tails and each other's tails in managerial initiatives, none of which actually create any value for their shareholders whatsoever.
What might we take from Martin's emails and BlackBerry messages and, you know, the totality of his life?
If people can take a step back and laugh at some of the initiatives that they themselves are having to put in place in their companies, that's not a bad thing. But I didn't write this book to change the world. I wrote it to reflect on what goes on in offices and give people a bit of a laugh.
Lucy Kellaway is the author, with Martin Lukes, of Who Moved My BlackBerry? By the way, Martin Lukes is sure that he's on the verge of getting a high-paying new job. You can find out if he does by following a trail of his emails at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.